Tonight I want to talk to you about a subject called the touch of desperation.
今天晚上我们谈的主题是在绝境当中的一个触摸。
The touch of desperation.
就是在绝处的，在绝境的时候，你紧迫的一个触摸。
Hallelujah. I want to give you a bullet. You know a bullet that you put into a rifle or into a gun.
一颗子弹你把它放在来福枪或是枪里头。
When you put it in, it's going to be very powerful.
你把它放进去的时候呢会大有能力。
Now why I'm going to give you this bullet?
为什么要把这个子弹给你呢？
While doing the praise and worship,
在那敬拜赞美的时候，
I saw a demon spirit just lifted and ran off.
我就看那个邪灵离开了。
That spirit came and it was like an octopus.
那邪灵好像一只大章鱼。
With all the tentacles trying to influence.
它有很多的触角想要来影响人。
But when we are lifting up the name of Jesus,
但是当我们高举
lifted and went off.
但是当我们高举耶稣基督名的时候，它就离开了。
The power of the air is not bound in this territory.
好，这
黑暗权势。
黑暗的权势呢，没有办法在这个立足。
It's not fully bound in this place.
好，他没有办法在这个地方掌权。
That's why this morning at 5:30, I specially took 20 minutes to prepare the armor of God.
所以呢，今天早上五点半的时候，我就特别来预备那个主神的兵器。
We must learn to prepare the armor for war.
我们要准备呢，这个要打仗的军装。
Those that do not know how to fight.
那些不晓得如何征战的人
you will always be bullied by the enemy.
常常就有子弹要射击你
you will always be oppressed by the enemy.
常常被仇敌给压制
you will always be defeated by the enemy.
常常被仇敌给打败了
those who do not know how to fight will always lose.
那些不晓得该如何打仗的总是失败了
therefore we must learn to arise and fight.
所以我们要学习兴起打仗
And so this morning I prepare the armor.
所以今天早上呢，我预备军装。
And I want to give you a bullet.
然后我要给你们一颗子弹。
Why a bullet?
为什么是一颗子弹呢
？Well, towards the last second song.
好，在呢倒数第二首诗歌。
There was arrows flying into this place.
这个地方就有仇敌射来的火箭。
Arrows flying into this place.
好，有那个火箭呢，就射到这里头了。
And then it dropped to the ground.
然后就掉到地上去。
I tell you, every day the enemy is planning a war against you.
我告诉你，每天仇敌都尝试各种办法要来抵挡你。
And so a thunder was inverted upside down. There are subtle warfare against you without you knowing.
然后呢，我就看到一支枪呢，它是这样子倒过来的。有一场征战是你完全都不知道、不明白的。
And on my left side, I saw into the spirit. I saw two witch doctors was casting spells.
然后呢，在左边我就看到两个巫师，他在那边下咒诅。
They were casting spell against this church.
他们下咒诅在这间教会的里面。
I tell you, we must know that every day is a day of battle.
我告诉你，我们必须要清楚，你们每天都是征战嘛。
And so I want to give you a bullet.
所以我把一个子弹赐给你们。
Every day when it comes against you,
每天当他抵挡你的时候
，you shoot the enemy.
你要好射击魔鬼。
Run and shoot.
不要逃跑，要好好射击。
Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4.
约翰一书第五章的第四节。
For whatsoever is born of God overcome the world.And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith.
第四节，约翰一书第五章第四节，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
Are you born again?
你现在重生了吗
？Are you born of God?
你现在是从神生的吗
？You are born again to be an overcomer.
你乃是重生，成为一个得胜者。
You are supposed to overcome the influence of the world.
你应该得胜这世界给我们的影响力。
You say how?
你说该如何做呢
？The Bible says, "This is your victory."
圣经告诉我们说，这就是你的得胜。
That overcome the world, even our faith.
要得胜世界，透过我们的信心。
The moment you rise in the spirit,
当你在灵里面一兴起的时候
，and exercise faith,
而且好好操练信心
，and speak the word in faith,
而且呢，凭信向这世界说话
，the words will be like bullet will be hot in the name of God.
这话语呢，就如同子弹一样，奉耶稣名就射出去了。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 say that we have the shield of faith that is able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy.
以弗所书六章十三节告诉我们说呢，我们就有啊那样子的一个信德的盾牌，可以抵挡魔鬼所设计的一切的火箭。
It is the walk of faith. It is the shield of faith. It is the speaking of faith that will bring us the victory.
乃是在信心里面与神同行，乃是在信心里面在那边来说出信德的话语，你自己可以得胜。
Those who live their life carelessly in this region, you are going to fall.
那些呢，在这个区域里面随随便便过生活的人，你就必要跌倒失败。
You who take your live a Christian life leisurely, like living on a holiday, you are going to fall.
你在那舒舒爽爽、愉愉快快过你的基督徒生活的人，那些人就必要跌倒。
There is a battle going on in the spirit.
有一场征战正在属灵的境界里面进行。
The power of the air is not fully bound.
好，这里面的那个天的权势还没有完全被捆绑。
There was a sister in Australia in Sydney.
澳洲雪梨有这么一个姊妹。
When the first time I met her,
当第一次我遇见她的时候
，God spoke to my heart and said she's one of the generals.
他主神向我心说话，说他是一位将军。
There are many, many big churches in Australia and Sydney.
好，在澳洲呢有很多教会。
But the Lord says she's a general.
但是主神说他是一位将军。
And later I found out the truth that she was a general in the realm of the spirit.
稍后呢，我真实发现她是在那个区域里面那个领域当中的一个将军。
She don't do much preaching.
她不是太讲。讲太多的道。
She don't do much hospital visitation.
她也没有做很多的善意的探访。
Her job every day is to wake up at 12 midnight and pray until 6 o'clock.
她呢，每天的工作就是半夜12点起来，然后祷告到6点钟。
And her job is to cut out devils.
她的职责就是要把鬼赶出去。
And she had authority over the city of Sydney.
她有这个权柄可以胜过雪梨的上空的那个恶者。
The church was a threat to the enemy that even at midnight the doors were open, the windows were open by itself.
好，这教会呢，事实上是可以威胁仇敌的，即使半夜的时候，他们的窗、他们的门都是打开的。
The pastor's home doors would be open at night, even the guest room would be open at night, and even some of the preachers who stay there felt there's a lot of things going on.
事实上，在教会里面或者是牧师好他们的住的地方或者是办公室窗户门都是打开的，即使是有客人坐在那个地方的时候，都发觉这当中有一些事情在生发着。
But she was in the spirit.
但是她就在灵里面征战。
She fasted and prayed.
她进食又祷告。
Every day to her is a war.
好，每一天的对她而言都是一场征战。
Because the enemy hated her very much.
仇敌非常的恨恶她。
And then what happens?
然后发生什么事情？
One day she took a satanist.
有一天呢，他就
a worshipper of the devil, Satan worshipper, satanic church.
好，他呢就跟了一个在那个就是撒旦教的人说话。
And she warned the sister and bring her to church and do deliverance.
他呢就警告那个姊妹，然后把她带离开那个撒旦教，然后跟她做释放的工作。
And so the satanic church brought over 40 people and surround the church.
所以呢，那撒旦教的他们就来带了40个人来。围绕在他教会的四周围。
They want to burn down the church.
他们想要把教堂给烧毁了。
And then the high priest told her, "We are going to kill you."
能大祭司跟他讲说，我们要把你杀了。
In the next 40 days, we are going to kill you.
接下来40天当中，我们要把你杀了。
So she said, "All right, come."
所以他说来。
So she put on the bullets and every night she fire.
所以呢？他呢就把子弹放在枪里头，然后呢每天他都开始打仗。
She's fire in prayer.
他就在祷告中来发射火炮。
After 40 days.
整整40天。
The satanic church, the only church in Sydney, moved their headquarters to Wollongong.
好，结果你知道怎么样吗？他那个撒旦教的那个总部在那唯一的一间撒旦教，他们就搬到那个乌冷去了。
And she won.
结果他就得胜了。
And the atmosphere began to change in Sydney.
而雪梨的整个上方的空气就完全改变。
You must understand that every day we are in a war.
你必须要清楚明白，每天我们都在征战。
Are you happy tonight?
今天晚上你开心吗？
The Bible says in Psalms 144 verse 15, Happy are the people whose God is the Lord.
诗篇144篇
15节
告诉我们说，那以耶和华为主的那人是有福的。
Our happiness is not a thing.
我们的喜乐不是一样东西。
Our happiness is not a harvest.
我们的喜乐呢，不在乎那个收割。
Our happiness is the Lord.
我们的喜乐来自于我们的主。
In the 18th century,
在18世纪的时候
a close friend of John Wesley,
好，有 John Wesley 的一位亲密的朋友
who is called John Fletcher.
他名字叫 John Fletcher.
Anyone heard of John Fletcher?
有没有听过 John Fletcher 这个名字的
A powerful man of prayer.
他是一个大有能力祷告的人
that touched many, many lives.
触摸到许多人的生命
and how they found out about his life of prayer,
他们是怎么样找出他祷告的生活的。
He went into his study room,
他们进入他的读书室。
And found out the place where he knew down the wall is stained with the breath of prayer. The wall is stained yellow with the breath of prayer.
他们呢发现到说他那个墙壁上面呢有那个祷告的那气息的记号。
So it's yellowish in color, the stain of the breath.
The yellow breath.
他的口气。
对，因为那墙壁上面，然后他因为祷告嘛，有气息，所以那颜色就变成淡黄淡黄的。
Anyone who wants to influence a city, a nation for God, must learn to breathe prayer.
任何一个想要来影响这个城市、这个国家的人，他必须要学会在祷告中吐出那个气息出来。
There was a man of God by the name of Dr. William Duncan.
有个人叫 Dr. William Duncan.
He is an African pastor.
他是一个非洲的牧师。
When he started to pastor a church, there were only 8 people.
当他开始执堂的时候，只有八个人。
And so he began to pray.
所以他开始来祷告。
And the church grew to 30 people.
就教会成长到30个人。
And he continued to pray.
持续的祷告。
The church grew to 50.
教会就成长到50个人。
When they reached 50, they asked the Lord, Lord, what must I do?
他们达到50个人说，哎，主啊，我该怎么做呢？
That the church will continue to grow.
好，教会就会可以持续不断的成长。
And the Lord said, continue to pray.
那主神说，继续祷告。
And so he continued to pray, and the church grew to 100.
所以他继续祷告的时候，的教会成长到100个人。
He said, Lord, what will be the key for church growth?
他说呢，教会成长的主要关键在哪里呢？
And the Holy Spirit said, the key for church growth is more prayer.
那那个教会说呢，这个圣灵说呢，要教会成长的最关键就在乎祷告。
So he begins at midnight to begin to pray more for the church.
所以呢，在半夜的时候，他更多的为教会来祷告。
And so the church grew to 300.
所以呢，教会就成长到300个人。
He said, Lord, what will be the key that will enable us to grow again?
他说，主啊，到底是什么样子的关键可以让我们教会继续不断的成长呢？
He said, Start overnight prayer meetings.
他说，要开始有半夜的祷告会，通宵祷告会。
Africa, if you don't have an overnight prayer meeting, your church is going to fail.
我可以告诉你，如果在非洲你开教会，你半夜没有通宵祷告的话，你的教会马上就垮了。
Because every Friday night, the witches put spell on people.
因为呢，礼拜五晚上的时候，那些巫师啊，都会在人们身上下咒诅。
That's why every Friday night is very important that they have overnight prayer meeting.
所以呢，每周五晚上他们一定有通宵祷告。
And so he began to have overnight prayer meeting, and the church grew to 500.
所以他们开始通宵祷告，就教会成长到500个人。
And then he said, Lord, we have 500, but Lord, I believe we can grow some more.
他主啊，现在我们教会500人，我们可以继续成长更多。
Lord, give me the wisdom how to grow a larger church.
主啊，给我智慧，叫我可以知道怎么样成长一个更大的教会。
And the Lord said, the wisdom is more prayer.
好，主神就这样说呢，智慧在乎更多祷告。
And so he begins everyday prayer meeting in the church.
开始了在教会里面每天的祷告聚会。
And the church began to grow to 1,000.
结果的教会开始成长到成千。
When the church grew to 1,000, we said, Lord, what will be the key to break forth even to more?
当这教会成长到成千的时候呢，他又问主说，主啊，到底要怎么样子才能够使这教会更多成长呢？
He said, live a life of prayer. You must pray. You don't fast anymore. You pray in the spirit.
他说呢，你就呢不要这样读经祷告，你就是单单在灵里面好好的祷告。
Most pastors are not effective because they are too busy in the ministry.
大部分的牧师呢，没有服事没有果效，是因为他们都忙碌做他们的服事工作。
But particularly those that do spiritual warfare, if you are not careful, you will be a casualty one of the days.
但是你如果在做属灵征战的时候，你不晓得要怎么样来祷告，有一天你就陷在了网罗当中了。
My friend in Sydney, the sister who do warfare.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个做征战属灵征战的姊妹。
Once she got an accident, almost killed her and her daughters.
有一次她遇到一些车祸，几乎使她和她女儿丧命了。
She broke her leg.
就她腿断了。
And the Lord told her because she was not careful.
那主神告诉她说，因为她不小心。
Because when you're busy, you may miss some of the details.
因为当你很忙碌的时候呢，你可能错失一些细节。
And so he closed himself, and every day he prayed for the church.
所以呢，他就关锁门，每天为教会祷告。
Every day his job is to pray for the church.
每一天他的工作职责就是天天为教会祷告。
And the church grew to 3,000.
基督教成长到三千人。
And he said, Lord, we have 3,000, Lord, can we go further?
他说了，主啊，下面有三千人，能可以继续不断的成长吗？
He said, Yes, you can go further.
他说是的，你可以继续往前。
Get the whole church to pray and fast for 40 days.
带领整个教会的会众呢，继续祷告40天。
And so they went on a 40 days fasting and prayer.
所以他们就进入40天的进食祷告。
And the church grew to 5,000.
教会成长到5,000人。
At 5,000, he said, Lord,Can we still grow further?
结果呢，他又跟主说：“主啊，我们可以继续成长吗？”
He said, "Go on the 70 days of prayer and fasting."
他说要进入70天的禁食祷告。
And so it grew from 3,000 to 5,000.
所以呢，他就从2,000成长到5,000人。
And then after 5,000, said, "Lord, what else?"
然后最后从5,000人就说：“还说主啊，还能做什么呢？”
He said, "Get the whole church in the war."
他说教导教会如何来做征战。
He said, "Until you win the war, you will never get the people that you want."
他说除非你进入到这样属灵征战，你没有办法得到你所要的人数。
And so they went into war.
所以他们进入到属灵的征战的里面。
And they found the witchcraft that was in the land.
他们就捆绑当地的巫术的邪灵。
When witch doctors come to get saved every Sunday after Sunday, witch doctors come.
事实上一周复一周，很多的那个巫师就不断的到教会来得救。
When the power of darkness was broken, his church grew from 5,000 to 10,000 to 12,000 to 15,000.
事实上呢，当这黑的权势一垮台之后呢，他的教会就从5,000到7,000到10,000到12,000。
The key for church growth is until you break the power of darkness in your area, there will be no church growth.
教会成长最主要的一个关键跟秘诀乃在乎你要不断的祷告，祷告直到当地的教会就完全被毁了。
You can be a very sincere pastor.
你可以是一个非常认真的牧师。
You can be a very sincere missionary.
你可以是一个非常认真的宣教士。
You do your job faithfully.
你很忠实来做你的服事。
You are a godly Christian.
你是一个正确的基督徒。
But there will be no growth.
但是你没有办法继续成长。
Because the enemy will refuse to allow you to come into the land.
因为仇敌会拒绝不容许你进入属他的地图。
They have ruled the territory for years and years and years.
现在地图已经成为那魔鬼掌权，败者的权势了。
They will not let go until you fight and win the war.
除非你在属灵当中能够打仗，而且得胜，否则他们不愿松手离开。
My friend, this is the wisdom of evangelism.
我亲爱的朋友，这个就是福音布道的一个智慧啊。
Until you win the war.
除非你先赢得征战。
Pastoring is going to be very difficult for you.
否则你要牧养教会是非常艰难。
It's going to be very frustrating for you.
对你而言非常的沮丧。
Because there's enemy every day coming to harass you and your church.
因为呢，仇敌每天来搅扰你，搅扰你的教会。
They are there. In the beginning years of my itinerant ministry.
那首先呢，当我开始在旅游布道的时候
，It was very tough.
很艰难。
And I didn't know why it was because there was spiritual witchcraft.
因为有那巫师
that was released on me and my family.
好，常常这样子来搅扰我们的家庭。
And until I found out.
直到后来我发现了直到我开始做征战
and bring a curse on those that curse my family.
而且呢来咒诅那些咒诅我家人的
And we found the lady that cursed my family, she almost died.
我就后来发现了，那个咒诅我们那个女士啊，她几乎死了。
We have power.
我们大有能力。
Whoever curse us,
那些咒诅我们的。
When we fight back,
当我们打回去。
They may lose their life.
他们甚至会失了他们的命。
Not because of us, but because of the evil spirit attacking them.
好，并不是因为我们的缘故，乃是因为邪灵攻击了他们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's fun doing warfare.
做属灵征战太有趣了。
We must kick the devil.
好，我们要去把仇敌给赶出去。
And then you have more fun.
然后呢，更有趣了。
Because you have more victory.
因为可以经历更多的得胜。
By the way, have you bring your sword tonight?
顺道提一下，你今天有没有带你的刀呢？你的剑呢？
Have you brought your sword with you?
你有把这属灵的剑带出来吗？
Right、
如果没有带你属灵的宝剑，请摇一摇，好不好？
Let me see your sword.
我要看看你的宝剑在哪里。
Because a soldier always carry a sword.
士兵总是要带宝剑的。
You know, there was one Chinese medium.
好，有一个中国灵媒。
You know, they do in the trance a medium.
他们呢，好像是灵媒嘛，所以他进魂游箱外开始。
They call it the 当机。
好，当机机头。
And so he went and visited this home.
好，结果他就拜访这个家。
The moment he stepped into the home.
当呢，他进入这个家庭的时候。
He said, "What is that thing?"
他说那是什么东西？
He said, "Get the thing away! Get the thing away!"
把那东西拿开，拿开。
And then the owner said, "What thing?"
我说那什么东西啊
？That thing, that thing.
我说那个东西，那个东西。
It's shining at me.
他呢，朝着我放亮光。
The medium scared of a thing. He said, "What thing?"
他说那是什么
？And he found it was the Bible that his son placed in the living room.
然后他发现到原来呀、啊，那个东西是放在客厅里面的一本圣经会发光。
After the incident, that man said.You mean this Bible has light?
那这件事情发生之后，这个人就说：“你是说这个圣经会发光啊？”
He got saved because of the testimony of that medium.
啊，结果呢，那个人就得救了，因为那个灵媒那个当机哈所说的话语。
Psalms 119 say, "Thy word is a lamp unto my path."
诗篇一九篇告诉我们说：“你的话语是我脚前的灯。”
There is light in this word.
这世界是有光的。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you turn with me to James?
Chapter 6,
verse 5.
第六章第五节。雅各书。
James, chapter 6, verse 5.
第六章第五节。
Have you found James, chapter 6, verse 5?
找到雅各书六章第五节了吗？
You found?
No.
Anyone found?
No.
Because there's no James chapter 6.
没有雅各书第六章。
I was just testing you whether you know your Bible or not.
我刚只是测试一下你们到底会不会说。
You must know your Bible.
你要熟读你的圣经。
You must read your Bible.
要读你的圣经。
James have only 5 chapters.
雅各书只有五章。
Wow, today is James chapter 2 verse 5.
我们来看第二章第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Hearken, my brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?
雅各书第二章第五节，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
There's something that poor people have that rich people do not have.
贫穷人所拥有的，富足人是得不着的。
I traveled all over the world in 13 countries.
我在13个国家到处旅游。
And I found out that the rich people do not live up to this verse.
我发现很多有钱人呐、啊，他不配啊活这个经节出来。
Maybe there are some rich people who are exceptional in case.
好，当然呢，有一些有钱人是例外。
But the poor people have something, and that is they are rich in faith.
但是呢，贫穷人他们有一样东西，就是他们的信上富足。
Their faith is strong.
他们信心是这样的刚强。
Because they went through hardship.
因为他经过多番的艰难。
So they understand how to stand on their own two feet.
所以他们明白如何凭着两脚站立的稳。
That's something that you have.
那是你所拥有的。
That the people maybe in the city may not have.
好，也许住在大都会里面的人不见得拥有的东西。
Developing faith through a hardship in life.
在生命中的艰难的时候，你要好好发展你的信心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 34 verse 6.
诗篇在诗篇第六节。
It talks about this poor man.
他谈到这样的一个贫穷人。诗篇三十四篇第六节。
He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
他说我这困苦人呼求耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。
The poor man not only have a strong faith, they have a strong prayer life.
这困苦人不单是有刚强的信心，他们还有刚强的祷告生活。
If you do not have these two things,
如果你没有这两样东西，
you have not learned the experience of poverty and hardship.
你就还没有真实经历过艰难以及困苦贫穷。
Because everyone that goes through poverty and hardship, they will possess these two qualities: strong in faith, strong in their prayer life.
因为如果真实经历过贫穷跟艰难的人，他们就可以发展出两种特别的东西，一个就是祷告，刚强的祷告生活，还有刚强的信心。
The more you go through trouble, the more you grow in God.
你若越多经历患难，你就越多经历神。
You know, Psalms 40 verse 12 say, For innumerable evil has encompassed me round about.
他说的诗篇的第四十篇第十二节，因有无数的祸患围困我，我的四面归向我。有无数的祸患围困我。
But verse 17 says, But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord think upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarry, O my God.
诗篇的这个四十篇十七节，但我是困苦穷乏的，主人顾念我。你是帮助我的，搭救我的，神啊，求你不要单言。
Even if you're not poor, if you have a poor in your heart,
即使你外面不贫穷，但是如果你觉得心里面贫穷
，if you're poor in spirit,
如果你在灵里面真感贫
穷 ，always depending on Jesus,
你总是愿意来倚靠耶稣。
I tell you, God will be a strong God in your life.
我告诉你，神要成为你生命中刚强的神。
The more blessed you are, the weaker is your faith.
你越多在外面蒙福，你的信心就越发软弱。
You hear what I say? The more blessing you have in life, the weaker is your faith.
你外面越蒙福，你的信心就越软弱。
I visited a friend in Burma.
好，在缅甸呢，我拜访一个朋友。
He's very poor.
他非常的贫穷。
And I told him, brother.
我告诉他说，弟兄啊。
You're backslide. You're backslide.
你冷淡退后了。
Because you are thinking and depending on the American missionaries to support you.
因为完全是你依靠美国宣教士来支持你。
Your God is America.
你的神是美国人。
You are weak in your faith.
你在信心上软弱了。
You should think on God and depend on Him.
你要多多思索神，依靠神。
So who is your God today?
究竟今日谁是你的神？
Your own petty feud?
是你自己的一些钱吗？
Your career?
是你的职业吗？
Your farm?
是你的农地吗？
Or is it God?
或者是我们的神呢？
Because if you only have Him as your solution, I tell you, your faith is going to grow in leaps and bounds.
我告诉你，如果呢这神呢是你唯一完全的依靠的话，你必要能够过得非常充足。
There was a great stone.Memorial statue in America.
在美国呢，有一个非常大的纪念碑。
This stone statue is a carving of a man on his knees praying.
啊，这个石雕呢，它是一个人跪在地上祷告。
It was in Birmingham, Alabama.
它是在阿拉巴马的伯明翰。
Now this is in America.
这是在美国。
It's a statue of a man on his knees praying.
这是一个雕像，一个人跪，双膝跪下祷告。
It was not dedicated to the mayor of the city.
好，并不是呢，要献给那个这市的市长。
It was not also for an editor of a great daily newspaper. No.
好，也不是说是给那个报纸新闻报纸里面的一个总编。
It was not dedicated in memory of the Tennessee Coal and Iron Railway Company.
也不是说为在那个什么田纳西州里面的那个火车铁路局的里面的公司的老板。
It was dedicated in memory of a humble man.
他乃是来纪念一个谦卑的人。
And it was a Presbyterian preacher.
他是一个长老会的讲员。
J.A. Bryan。
叫 J.A. Bryan。
Hallelujah, your Presbyterian brother.
好，是属于你们这长老会中的弟兄啊。
In the great industrial city of Birmingham.
他是在伯明翰市哈，这一个这么大的一个工业城市。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because before this man died.
因为这个人过世之前
，He was known as a man of prayer.
很多人就知道他是一个祷告的人。
He prayed for every kinds of people.
他为各自各的人来祷告。
Every day he will go out and pray for people.
每天他出去为人祷告。
From morning to evening.
从早到晚。
He will say a short prayer. Each one that he met, he will pray a prayer for them.
好，他遇到任何人，他就为人祷告。
Even one day, his friend.Harry saw him. He was standing at the busiest corner of the city.
他朋友呢 ，Harry 呢，就看见他在最忙碌的那个市街十字路口那边为人祷告。
Between the 2nd Avenue and the 12th Street, he was standing there.
在第二街呢，跟第十二街道呢，站在那十字路口上面为人祷告。
He was praying for people.
他是为人祷告。
And cars who passed by would stop and ask him to pray.
然后呢，车子就会停下来说，请他。为他们祷告。
And many great cars like limousine will stop by, and the ladies will ask him for a prayer.
那很大的那种豪华轿车呢，就停下来，那里面的女士就会出来请他为。
And he had a habit to make telephone calls and pray over the phone.
然后呢，常常呢，就有人打电话给他，他就在电话上面为人祷告。
And one day he asked a young man to pray.
有一天，他要求一个年轻人为他祷告。
And the man pray and pray and pray.
这人祷告，祷告，再祷告。
And finally he said Amen.
最后他就说 Amen。
But this man looked at this young man.
但是这个人呢，看了这个年轻人。
He says you need to pray more often.
他说你需要更多常常祷告。
You fail in your prayer.
你祷告中失败了。
And when he died,
就当他过世的时候。
He was buried in a beautiful Eamon Park.
他被埋在了
Eamonwood Park.
好，被埋在了一个特别名字的公园。
They took a city fire truck.To carry his body from the church to the cemetery.
他们呢就用特别的那个救火车，从教会把他的尸体运到那个公园。
It was 3 miles away from the church.
好，离这教会大约300英里。
Thousands upon thousands of people came and paid the last respect to this man of prayer.
成千成万的人跑来他的追思礼拜，来哀悼他，为他们纪念他的祷告生活。
This man's life caused a whole city to be shaken that they want a stone carved in memory of that man.
这个人的一生他是如此的影响了整个城市，以至于当他过世的时候，人们就要求要为他立一个石雕来纪念他。
He left his imprint in that city.
结果呢，你看他就在这个城市里面他立下那永远的记号。
Do you leave something in your city?
你到底有没有在你的城市留下一些东西呢
？That when you die, somebody remember you. Oh, a man of prayer. Oh, a woman of prayer.
当你过世的时候，人们就会纪念你说，哇，那是一个祷告的一个女子，或是一个有信心祷告的一个男子。
Today you go to Birmingham, you still see the statue with a man on his knees praying.
今天如果你到伯明翰市区的话，你仍然可以看到这么一个人双膝跪下在那祷告的雕像。
The unbelievers in the city dedicated this statue to him.
你知道吗？是谁为他设立这个雕像？乃是那些不信主的人，那城市里面不信主的人。
What a man of prayer!
哇，这个人是何等一个会祷告的人呐、
啊、！Amen.
Amen.
Then.I will talk bring you from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我要把你带从旧约带往新约。
And we will find out from the Old Testament about a man who suffered much.
那我们要跟你讲，这旧约里面有一个人他受苦良多。
Then I bring you to the New Testament and talk about a woman who suffered much hardship.
然后呢，我也要把你带到新约里面去，有一个妇女，她也是经过许多的艰难。
And let us learn what is the secret of their key.To endure through the hardship.
那我可以告诉你们，跟你们分享，到底是什么样的秘诀，让他们在这样的艰难当中，却仍然可以忍受。
The man in the Old Testament was Jabez.
好，旧约里面的那个人叫 Jabez.
In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9.
利未记上的第四章第九节。
He said Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, that thou would keep me from evil, that it will not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
第二至上的第四章第九节，雅比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫雅比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。雅比斯求告以色列的神说，是因为你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
This man Jabez lived a life of suffering.
这个人呢， 雅比斯呢他活得甚是痛苦。
All the days of his life he had never had true joy.
在过去的年日里面从来没有真实的喜乐。
And that's why his motherCall him Jabez.
所以他的母亲才叫他雅比斯。
A man that's filled with grief and sorrow.
里面充满了忧伤难过。
And then out of the midst of his suffering.
就在他受苦的当中。
He gave up.
他放弃了。
And he walked away from his God.
结果他就离开他的神。
Is that what the Bible say?
圣经是这样说的吗？
No, the Bible say, in the midst of his great sorrow.
所以他们想说，在他极端痛苦的时候，
He turned to God.
他回转归向神。
He turned to God and said, God.
他转向神说，神啊，
You must give me a breakthrough.
你必须要使我有一个突破。
Bless me.
祝福我吧。
Enlarge my coast.
好，叫我更多扩张我的帐篷。
Put your hand, your anointing on my life.
把你的手放恩膏放在我身上。
And the Lord.Granted his request.
结果神就应允了他的请求。
How many in the midst of the trouble dare pray such a prayer like him?
有多少人在患难当中斗胆像他一样的做这样的一个祷告？
When you go to troubles,
当你遇见患难的时候，
Do you give up?
你是否轻言放弃？
Or you say, No, I must continue to pray.
或者你说不，我要持续不断的祷告。
Do you say, I'm fated?
你是说啊，我已经累了。
I'm destined to be born poor and live a life as a loser.
他说，反正我就注定生出来就是贫穷啊，失败。
If you think that you're fated in life,
如果你觉得说你就是命定要这样，
then you will never win.
那你永远没有办法得手。
But you say I can change my destiny.
但是你就说我绝对可以改变我的命运。
I tell you, you can change your destiny.
我告诉你，绝对可以改变你的命运。
Do you believe you can change?
你相信你可以改变吗？
Look at your surroundings and how can?
你说看着环境说怎么可能？
Look beyond.
要越过。
I have a friend from Ghana.
有从加拿来的一个朋友。
He lives in Africa.
他是非洲的一个国家。
I tell him, tell all the poor farmers.
他告诉所有那个贫穷的农夫。
Because they went through war, it's a very poor country.
因为来了经过几个征战，这国家非常贫穷。
He said, you can change your destiny.
他说你们可以改变你们的命运。
God can bless you.
神可以祝福你们。
And they believe him.
结果他们相信了他所说。
And some of the farmers now are very rich.
所以现在有一些农夫呢，已经相当有钱。
Very rich.
相当富有。
And become businessmen.
而且成为生意人。
There's something that can change.
有一些东西我们是可以改变的。
If you believe in God rather than your circumstances.
如果你信靠神，胜于信靠你的环境。
If I look at my circumstances years ago.
多年前呢，我碰到一个环境。
I would never dream that God would take me far and wide.
我从来没有想到神要带我到这样的一个境界。
But one day in prayer,
有一天在祷告的时候，
the Lord asked me a question.
主神问我一个问题。
Do you think I can bless you?
你想我可以祝福你吗？
Bigger than what you can dream.
大过你能够想象的。
I said, Lord, you can do it.
我说主你可以做来。
But you don't believe me.
但是你不相信我啊。
I said, Lord, help my unbelief.
我说主啊，求你帮助我的不信。
And I pray.
我就祷告。
I said, Lord, enlarge me to believe in you.
我说主啊，你扩充我的信心，让我可以相信你。
And then I pray.
然后我就祷告。
And I saw visions of me sitting on an airplane flying around the world.
然后我就在印象中就看见我坐的飞机呢旅游全地。
And now I'm still dreaming of those dreams.
我现在仍然做这些梦想。
Some of those dreams I can still see right now that have not come to pass, but it will come to pass.
那有一些梦想当中呢那个梦境呢，有些已经实现了，有些未来会实现。
You can grow beyond your circumstances.
你绝对可以超越你的环境来成长。
You can grow beyond your circumstances. You can change your destiny.
你绝对可以超越的环境成长，你绝对可以改变你的命运。
Those who believe, they change.
那些相信的人就绝对可以改变。
My friend now travel all over the world.
我现在朋友，我旅游全地。
In the past, he only had $5 in his pocket.
过去呢，甚至在一个地步，就只有5块钱在我口袋里。
No money to eat.
没有钱可以吃。
But now he has churches in West Germany, America, all over the world.
但是呢，现在却有这么多的不同的教会邀请我。
He told God, God, I want a breakthrough.
我就说神啊，我要一个突破。
I don't want to remain here, 在井边啊。
我不要只在这个家来这个地方。
And the Lord says, Son, learn faith.
好，神说，孩子啊，学会信心的功课。
He fasted supernaturally 3 months in the bushes.
结果他在丛林野地禁食祷告3个月。
And the Lord teach him on faith.
结果神教了他信心的功课。
And he broke through.
他经历一个突破。
And now he's a very powerful minister.
现在是一个大有能力的服侍者。
You can change your destiny.
你绝对可以改变你的命运。
You will ever be the same.
绝对跟以前不同了。
If you pray.
如果你愿意祷告的话。
Let's look at another example.
我们看另外一个例子。
In Mark chapter 5.
马可福音的第五章。
In the book of Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Reading from verse 22 to 34.
从23到34。马可福音第五章。从23节。再三地求他说。23?我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。耶稣就看她同去，有许多人跟随拥挤她。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，来到众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。34节，耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
One word from God can change your entire life.
从神来的一句话语可以改变你的一生。
If there is someone tonight in the meeting, listen very attentively to this message.
即使在我们当中，在座的某一些人，你必须要非常仔细专注来聆听这个信息。
You could be the one that is going to change your entire destiny.
你可能就是那个可以完全改变你一生命运的人。
Tonight we are going to talk about the touch of desperation.
今天我们要谈的主题就是在绝境当中的一个触摸。
This woman lived a life of hardship and suffering.
这个人他活着是艰苦。
In this story, it talks about Jesus was on his way to pray for a 12-year-old girl who is about to die.
这个故事讲到耶稣他在一个路上要去为一个12岁的女孩来按手祷告，因为她即将死亡。
While on his way, he was stopped by a touch of desperation.
在那个途中的时候，他去碰到了一个在绝境当中的来的一个请求的触摸。
Jesus was stopped in his tracks by the touch of faith.
结果呢，就因为有这么一个人凭信来摸了他，耶稣就停住在那个地方。
He said, "Why do I want to talk about this subject tonight?"
你说为什么今晚要分享这个信息呢
？When I read this subject today in the afternoon,
今天来读这个经节的时候
，This is a story of a very sick, weak woman that bleeds for 12 long years.
这是一个女人的故事，她病重，身体软弱，总共12年，因为她患血漏。
Now, if you bleed in and bleed continuously for 12 long years, what will be your body feel like?
如果你连续十二年一直不断的流血出去，你想你的身体是怎么个样的情况呢？
It's a very sick, weakly woman.
她是一个病重的、软弱的一个妇人。
When I read that portion.
当然我到这个经节
了 The Holy Spirit spoke.
圣灵就说话了
He's a son.
他说孩子啊
The church is like this woman bleeding.
教会就如同这个妇人啊这样子不断的流血出去
Life is flowing out of her.
那生命一直不断的流出去
She's weak, she's sick.
她是这样的软弱是这样的病重
That's the church today.
这是今日教会的光景啊
The church is also bleeding.
教会也在流血啊
We are sick and weakly group of people
我们是又病又软弱啊
But God wants to change this thing in our life
但是神要改变我们一生的命运
Look at this woman's situation
看看这个人光景
She thought that medical science and doctor could solve her problem
她以为那些、啊、科学家或是医生可以来解决她的问题
She leaned on medicine to cure her problem
他依靠药物要来解决他的问题。
Psalms 20 verse 7 says, Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we remember the name of the Lord.
在诗篇二十篇第七节讲到说，有人依靠人，有人依靠马，但是我依靠耶和华。
Who do you put your trust tonight?
你究竟信靠谁？
In things, in people, in medicine, or in God?
你就是在人身上，在药物身上。是在其他事情身上，还是在神的身上
？So she went from town to town in search of the best doctor that could help her.
所以她从这阵到那阵，从那阵到这一阵，要来寻求最好的医生医治她的疾病。
Her eyes was always on men.
她的眼睛总是定睛在人的身上。
And she couldn't find a doctor that could cure her.
结果她找不着一个可以医治她的医生。
Every man that she could find who is the best in the medical profession.
他已经找尽了所有的最好的医生，却是没有办法能够来医他的病。
If there is no one that can cure you,
如果没有半个人可以来医治你
，I tell you, your condition is very serious.
我告诉你的情况可是相当严重了。
And what happened? She went from place to place searching for help.
结果发生什么事情呢？她从这地到那里到处寻求帮助。
She thought money was her solution.
她以为有了金钱可以解决她的问题。
So for the first year, she paid a lot of money to get the best doctor in town.
所以呢，前几年她就花尽钱财去寻求城镇当中最好的医生。
The second year, she paid more for a specialist.To cure her.
第二年，他寻求专家要来医治他。
Year after year, she spent a lot of money searching for medical help.
年复一年，他花尽所有的钱财要寻求这医药的帮助。
She thought that with so much money, she can find the answer.
他以为呢，花尽钱财就可以解决问题。
But lo and behold, one day at the 12th year, her bank account ran dry.
但是呢，有这么一天，在第十二年的时候，他的银行账户已经归零了。
Money was not her solution. She was bankrupt.
金钱没有办法解决到问题，她完全破产。
The scripture says she spent all that she had.
这个经节告诉人说呢，她花尽所有。
She had no more money.
她呢不相信，没有什么东西可以。
When you come to such a stage,
当你到这样的一个地步
，when medicine cannot cure you,
医药没有办法医治你
，and now you have no more money,
你再没有钱财
，what are you going through?
你到底要怎么办
？You are going through a crisis.
啊，你是经过一个危机啊。
And verse 26 says her health problem grew worse and worse.
好，就二十六节哈，他谈到说他的状况越来越惨。
I tell you, she thought that no money was a problem. Now her problem got worse and worse.
他以为啊没钱是问题，对不对？但是他现在本身的疾病是更大的问题啊。
She was in such a deep crisis.
他是有这么大的一个危机。
Suddenly, with no money,
突然间没钱
no man is going to help her.
没有认为医药可以帮助她
In such a state,
在这样的情况
she turned to Jesus.
她转向耶稣
In her desperation, she turned to Jesus.
在这样的一个绝境，她转向耶稣
It takes desperation,
需要
to turn the church towards God.
就是在绝境当中，才可以使教会。回转归向神。
Some of us will never turn to God until such a crisis comes into your life.
我们当中有些人，如果非遇到这样的一个大危机或是绝境的时候，都没有办法转回归向神。
Some of you say, Pastor, please pray for me.
有些人说，牧师，请你为我祷告。
I wish I can pray, more trouble will come to you.
好，我真的期待啊， 更多麻烦是临到你。
Because the more trouble you face, the more you have to turn to God.
因为你越多遇到麻烦事，你就越能够回转归向神。
The problems in your life is God's divine appointment to meet you.
你知道吗？你生命中的难处乃是神圣的一个委派，放在里面要来祝福你。
In a state of desperation, I tell you, God is preparing your heart to meet Him.
你知道吗？在绝望当中，神预备你的心可以遇见他。
I tell you, when everything in life, you will never search for God.
我告诉你，如果得到世界所有，你绝对不会有心情来寻求神。
When I look at some of you,
当我瞧着你们一些人的时候
，You are not very poor.
你们不是很贫穷。
I've seen even more poor people in India than you.
在印度啊，有许多穷人是大过你们的。
When I go to see the lepers colony in India, very, very poor.
当我看那大麻风的住的地方的时候，他们是相当贫穷。
They only eat one meal in 3 days.
三天当中只吃一餐。
One meal in 3 days.
三天吃一餐。
With a little bit of rice, that's all.
就是吃那么一丁点米。
And they rot and die in that camp.
然后呢，他们就是在那个地方啊，病死在营中。
But yet in the camp there is now a revival.
可是现在你在大麻风营里面竟然有复兴。
Now there is a revival going on.
那个地方有复兴领导。
Miracles are happening.
神迹不断发生。
It's because in their desperation they seek God.
因为人绝望的时候就要寻求神了。
Many of us are not desperate.
很多人不够到绝境，
and therefore you will never meet Jesus.
所以你又没有办法遇见耶稣。
You can only meet the presence, the manifested presence of God in a state of desperation.
你只能在绝境当中才能够真实去寻求神奇妙荣耀的彰显。
This woman had no money.
这个人没钱了。
This woman is very sick.
这女人病重。
But this woman had two other problems.
但是这女人还有另外其他两个问题。
The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 15 verse 25.
在利未记的第十五章二十五节。
What did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说？利未记第十五章二十五节。女人若在经期以外犯多日的血漏，或是经期过长，有了漏症，他就印证漏症不洁净，与他在经期不洁净一样。
According to the laws of Moses,
按照摩西律法，
if anyone that have a strange bleeding,
如果呢有人呢不断患这个血漏症，
in the days of a bleeding, she is considered unclean.
在这当中，她是被视为不洁的。
And so, in the eyes of a Jew,
所以在犹太人眼中，
she bleed.
他流血了。
Therefore, she's a social outcast.
所以呢，他在社会当中呢是被驱逐出境的。
She's considered an unclean woman.
他被视为一个不洁净的女人。
Nobody wants to fellowship with her.
没有人愿意跟她交通。
Because she's unclean.
因为她是不洁净的。
Can you imagine she is alone as an outcast?
你可以想象到吗？她这样孤单，被驱逐出境。
She lived 12 long years of loneliness.
你知道吗？她整整过了十二年孤单寂寞的生活。
Look at her situation. No friends to help her. No neighbor to help her.
看看她的境况，没有朋友，没有邻舍来帮助她。
She was living in a state of hopelessness and despair.
她是活在一个没有盼望、绝望的境况中。
She was right at the end of her life. Hopelessness was with her.
她呢，就是在生命的绝境末了，完全。没有盼望。
In that state of hopelessness,
在这样的没有盼望当中，
she was deserted by all her friends.
所有朋友都撇下她。
Sometimes you classify as a group of people that people may not want to fellowship with you.
好，有时候呢，也许呢，你愿意找一些人啊，跟他们啊，就归同一类，但是他们也许不愿意跟你有所交往。
This woman was facing such a crisis.
这个女人就是在遇到这样的危机。
The Chinese people and the native people of this land.
好，这地的中国人啊，还有呢原住民。
The native people want to mix with them, but they don't want to mix with you.
啊，原住民呢要跟你们交往，可是他们不跟你们交往。
You are like that woman.
就好像是这样女人家一样。
But look at how this woman turned her situation around.
但是看看这个女人是如何翻转她整个境况。
She had another problem.
她有另外一个问题。
She was sick in her soul.
她的魂里面有问题。
She had a wrong self-image in her.
她里面有错误的自我形象。
She had an image that she will grow worse and worse.
它里面一个形象就是说它会越来越凄惨。
She had a sickness mentality.
它里面的心思意念已经都病了。
Because every year she see how worse she becomes, she her mind was filled with the thoughts of sickness.
因为每一年她情况越来越糟糕的时候呢，她的心思里面想的都是说我病重了，越来越惨了。
She was sick on the outside, but she was sick on the inside.
她外面病了，里面更是病了。
Native people of the land.
好，这地的原住民。
The worst problem is the sickness of the soul.
最严重的问题是我们心的问题。
Forgive.
要饶恕。
Or unforgiveness will plague your soul.
因为不饶恕呢，会污染你的灵魂。
In the midst of this situation, she faced tons of problems.
在这样的一个情况中，她碰到各式各样的问题。
Yet she did not give up hope.
但是她没有放弃盼望。
Yet she did not quit.
但是他没有放弃。
That's what the church must do.
教会也应当这样。
The church must not give up hope.
教会绝对不要放弃盼望。
That God is going to bring a revival.
神要赐下复兴。
God is going to touch His people.
神要触摸百姓。
God is going to change our circumstances.
神要改变我们的环境。
He said, "How can I believe?"
你说我要如何能信得来？
I'm living in such a situation. How can I believe God?
我现在活的就是这种情况，我如何能够来相信神？
This is how we are going to change our life.
而事实上，这样的事情是才真实能改变我们的一生。
Native people, this is how God is going to change your life.
我们原住民的弟兄姊妹啊，就是借着这个方式要改变我们的一生。
The secret of change is change on the inside first.
这改变的秘诀啦，是里面先改变。
You want people to help you on the outside.
你期待别人从外面来帮助你。
More money to finance your farming projects.
好，人们期待得到这个经济的资源来帮助我们耕种。
The real help and breakthrough is when there's a change on the inside first.
真实的帮助是从里面有所改变。
This woman had a change on the inside of her heart.
这个女人她事实上是心里面从头改变。
If you feel that you are cursed and poor, you will stay poor all the days of your life.
如果你一直觉得说你是受咒诅的，你是贫穷的，那么你一生就是这个样子了。
Until you change your inside, until you change your mind.
除非你改变你的里头，除非你改变你的心思意念。
When I was young.
当我年轻的时候
My mother told all of us we are going to be poor all the days of our life.
我的母亲告诉我说我们一生啊都要过贫穷日子。
And I believe it.
然后我竟然相信了。
And I struggle in life.
其实我生命中充满了挣扎。
Until one day,
直到有一天
the Lord spoke to me.
主神告诉我
He says, I can bless you.
他说我可以祝福你。
And I don't believe God.
然后我不相信神。
And they will say, I want to bless you.
他说我要祝福你啊。
I said, Lord, how?
他主神如何帮助我？
He said, change your inside.
来改变你的里头。
When the Lord starts to change my inside,
当主神开始改变我里面。
My outside began to change.
我的外面环境就改观了。
You hear what I say?
听到我所说的吗？
Young people.
年轻人啊
you want your future to be changed?
你期待你的未来改变吗
you change your inside,
你里头要先改变
and your outside will change.
外面必要改观
That's what I did.
好、就是、我就是这样的
I changed my inside to believe that God can bless me greater than what I can receive now.
我里面就改变相信神可以、改变我祝福我超过我所想的
In 2 years, I was promoted to be a sales and advertising manager.
两年后呢，我就是在那广告部门当中升为经理。
All the other staff were staying in the company for many, many years.
所以其他的同僚、同事，他们在公司已经工作好久。
All have degrees and master degrees.
每一个人他们都有学位，硕士学位。
And I came in with only a diploma.
结果我呢，我只是拿一个文凭。
But yet God promoted me.
但是神他使我得晋升。
And in the company, we handle millions of dollars.
在这个公司，我们常常要处理百万的业务。
What happened?
发生什么事情
？I found the secret.
我找到了一个秘诀。
When I change my inside,
当里头改变的时候
，my outside changed.
我外面也改变了。
And then when I go into the ministry,
当我进入服事的时候
，the Lord says, "Son,"
主神说，儿子
，change your inside.
改变你的里头
When I change my inside,
当我改变里头的时候
my outside change.
我外面也改变了
It's a very funny thing.
这是一个有趣的事情
But that's the secret.
但是那是一个秘密
Are you ready to change your inside?
你愿否来改变你的里面呢？
Are you sick and tired of your situation?
你是不是已经厌倦你现在所过的生活呢？
Are you desperate?
你是否迫切？
Are you desperate for change for better?
你是否愿意迫切到愿意来改变寻求更好的呢？
Everything is possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
Do you want to change?
需要改变吗？
Do you want to live a better life in Christ?
你是否愿意在基督里过一个更美好的生活呢？
All the young people, where are you? Stand up.
好，所有年轻人都站起来。
All that are below 25, will you stand up?
好，二十五岁以下的人都站起来。二十五岁以下。
Tonight, this message, if you take it into your heart,
今天晚上这个信息，如果你把它摆到你的心上
，I tell you, you walk out of this place in the next few years, you are going to be better off than all of your people.
我告诉你，你如果把它放在心上，你今晚走出去以后，几年后，你可以呢，比我们当中的任何人都更好。
I guarantee you, this is God's success book.
我可以跟你保证啊，这是神赐给我们成功之书啊。
God can change your life destiny.
神可以改变你一生的命运。
I tell you one day, the Lord's son, pray for favor.
好，有一天呢，神告诉我说，还要你要求恩惠啊。
I said, Lord, favor.
我说是啊，主啊，求恩惠啊。
And I believe God for favor.
然后我就相信有很多的恩惠领导。
I change my inside when I believe God.
好，我呢相信神的时候，我里面就改观了。
My boss came to me.
我老板来找我。
He said, you don't have to work anymore.
他说你不需要再工作了。
Every day you just come to my office and let's sit down and talk about plans and strategies.
每天你只要来办公室，然后我们坐下来好好谈一谈呢一些方法、一些计划。
There was so much favor. Every morning I just go to office and talk to him.
啊，我是这样子得到恩惠，每天早晨我就进到他办公室，然后跟他闲聊。
He just paid me to talk to him.
你知道吗？他是付钱让我去跟他闲聊。
That's all.
就是这样。
And then one day,
然后有一天
he told me,
他告诉我说
Would you like to be my godson?
你愿不愿意成为我的
干儿子、
啊、干儿子
Please don't leave me, be my godson.
好，拜托拜托你成为我干儿子好不好？
What caused the change?
到底什么事情改变了？
When I leave the company for ministry, the husband and the wife was crying.
你知道吗？当我不得不离开这个公司拿进入服事的时候，丈夫妻子他们都掉眼泪的。
For hours they cried, they hold my hand, please don't leave us.
好几个小时他们就在一直哭着说，拜托拜托不要离开我们。
Because something has happened inside me.
因为你知道吗？我里面呢有一点改变了。
And then outside changed.
所以外面完全改观。
Tonight, look at this woman.
今天晚上你好好看看这个邪恶的妇人。
Young people, do you believe that this woman is very, very hopeless?
好，年轻人，你是不是相信这个妇人家是不是非常的绝望了？
Do you agree?
是不是都完全没盼望了？
Right? But God changed her situation.
但是神改变了她的光景啊。
When her inside changed.
当她里头改变的时候。
The next 5 minutes, I'm going to teach you how to change your inside.
下面五分钟我要跟你讲怎么样改变你里面
and your whole life can be changed.
叫你的一生年日都改观。
I told one Burmese boy in Burma, it's an orphan.
在缅甸呢我跟一个孤儿讲话。
He's 13 years old.
他13岁。
I say, you want God to change your destiny?
我说你要神改变你的命运。
He said, how? I'm no father, no mother, no money.
他说我怎么办？我没父没母没钱。
I say,God can change you.
我说神可以改变你。
And I begin to teach him.
我开始教导他。
And guess what?
猜猜看。
One day, a Singapore pastor wants to bring him to Singapore to study in Haggai Institute.
你知道吗？有一天啊，新加坡的牧师说要把这个孤儿呢带他到那个 Haggai 大学里面去读书。
They asked him to come.
他邀请他来。
And his whole life was changed.
所以他一生年都改变了。
In his life, he never dreamed that he would travel overseas to Singapore.
他一直没有想过说、啊、可以旅游到新加坡去。
And the pastor took good care of him and he grew in the Lord.
结果呢，这牧师就很好的照管他，他成长得非常好。
Can you sit down?
啊，各位请坐。
Now, the next 5 minutes, listen very carefully.
接下来五分钟，好好拉长耳朵听啊。
How did this woman change his inside? Her inside.
到底这妇人是如何改变她里头的
？Verse 28.
28节
For she said, if I may touch that his clothes, I shall be whole.
他讲到说呢，若果我能够触摸到他的衣裳穗子，我就必好了。
This word say in the Greek language is in the imperfect tense。
好，那他呢讲这个那个说的这个字眼，这个、动词，他用的是。不是完全动词。
It means to repeat something over and over and over again.
他意思说这个动词使用的时候，就是可以一直不断的说，不断的说，不断的说。
Young people, do you know what you repeat over and over and over again?
好，年轻人，你知道你是什么事情一直不断重复、重复再重复吗
？She kept saying over and over and over and over again.
他说这句话是。不断不断不断不断的反复从头说。
What was she saying?
他到底说什么
？I'm gonna get more sick. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Please buy me a coffin.
他说是这样的话语吗？是啊，我病了，我病了，病了，我快死了，我快要断财了。
Is that what she said?
他是这样说的吗
？What was she saying?
他到底说了什么
？She said I'm hopeless. Nobody can help me. Not even God.
他说我没有盼望了，无人帮助，连神都不能。
Is that what she said?
这是他所说的话吗
？What was she saying?
他到底说了什么话
？She said, "I will receive my healing."
他说我必要领受我的医治。
Do you know what is Romans chapter 10 verse 17?
好，罗马书十章第十七节。
Once I was teaching a class on Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
对，祷告的时候我教了在罗马书十章十七节讲到信道从听到了，听道从信耶稣基督的话而来。
Do you know what is the literal meaning of that verse?
你知道这经文真实的含义是什么吗
？You want to know?
想知道吗
？This is what it means.
它含义是这样。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing.
信道是从听听听听道而来。
Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing.
信是从听听听听道而来。
Hearing what you say, you say, you say, you say, you say, you say the word of God over and over again to yourself.
一直听听听听你嘴巴所说所说所说所说的那个话语。
That is the key that will change your insight.
就是第一把钥匙改变你里头。
Don't change the outside.
不要改变外头。
Because you change the outside, it will remain the same.
因为当你改变外头的时候，还是一样。
You try to improve your living condition, it will remain the same.
好，你想要来改变你的生活状况，可是还是一样。
The secret change your inside and your outside will change.
用秘诀是你改变里头，外头就完全改变。
When her inside believed healing, her outside was changed as she received healing.
当你里面相信你可以领受医治，那么外面他真实就领受了医治。
What did she do that changed her inside and her circumstances?
他到底做了什么改变了他的里头，而且改变他外在的环境？
She simply spoke faith.
他单单说出信心的话语。
What is faith?
到底什么是信心呢？
Faith is speaking what God say in His word about you and your situation.
信心就是说出神所说的关乎你所在的环境。
She didn't speak about her sickness.
她并没有说到她自己的疾病。
She kept speaking what she desired.
她不断地去反复说她里面的渴求。
She kept speaking the end result.
她一直不断地说出这最后最好的结果。
She kept speaking healing and health.
他不断地去重复说医治跟健康。
Her inside there's an image of sickness.
他的里面呢有一个生病的一个印象。
That's the only way to change the native people. The inside must be changed first.
你知道吗？唯一能够改变我们原住民的，你里头的自我形象要先改变。
When God wants to send me to Africa,
当神要差派我到非洲去的时候
，Africa is a very, very poor nation.
非洲是一个相当贫穷的国家。
When I say go and change the people on the inside and the outside will change.
神告诉我说到非洲去，改变他们里面，叫他们外面可以改变。
She keeps speaking health and healing.
他不断的。用口重复说出医治跟健康。
The image on her inside was changed from sickness to health.
她里面的那个形象呢，就从那个疾病的形象改变成为一个健康的形象。
Many of you look around your circumstances, you say you'll be poor all the days of your life.
很多人视为观望说，我这一生年日一定是凄凄惨惨、贫贫穷穷。
If you don't change your inside, you will remain poor all the days of your life.
如果你里面不好好改变的话，你一生年龄都要贫穷凄惨。
You must speak something That is very different from your circumstances and your destiny.
你一定要口中说出那些跟你现在所处的光景环境完全不同的，而可以改变你的。
I never submit to the circumstances.
我从来不愿降服在外面环境里。
I don't believe that my circumstances is like this all the days of my life.
我不相信我的这个环境呢，要持续直到我年纪的末了。
That's why I fight to change.
所以呢，我就征战要来改变。
But I do it a smart way.
但是我用很聪明的方法来做。
I change on the inside and my outside change.
我先改变里头好，叫外头完全改变。
Now to learn this secret,
要学会这个秘诀。
You must learn how to speak.
你要学会该如何说。
The Lord taught me in 1987.
在1987年，主告诉我。
He says, "I'm going to teach you how to put my word into your heart."
我要教导你要如何把我的话语放到你的心上。
And very strange, the Lord told me, many, many men and women read the Bible 10, 20, 30 years.
他说相当稀奇啊，很多属神的男女仆人，他们读神的话语读了二三十年。
You could have read the Bible for 30, 40 years.
也许我们可能读了圣经三四十年。
There is no word in your heart.
却没有工作在你的里头。
It will surprise you.
你会觉得很稀奇。
Because in 1987,
因为在1987年
The Lord bring me a scripture in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 A scripture
因为主神呢他有一次让我看了约翰一书的第一章的第九节
Talking about the power of the blood
谈到羔羊宝血的大能力
I keep speaking it
我一直不断地说
Day and night, night and day
昼夜夜昼不断地说
I speak it hundreds of times
说百遍以上
I speak it every day
每天都说
Every week
每周都说
Every month
每月都说
I speak and speak and speak
我不断说说再说
My whole life was only centered on one scripture
我的这一生就单单在那个时候定睛在这一经节上面
Other things couldn't catch my whole my attention not even the Bible that one verse keep speaking
其他的事情都没有办法抓住我的眼目，我就单单只说这个经节，连圣经都没有说。
I literally live in that scripture.
我真的是自己活在那个经节的里面。
You can call I was baptized into that scripture.
你可以这样说，我事实上是被浸泡在这个经节的里面了。
Every time I think it was only that scripture.
每次我思考的时候只想到这个经节。
Every time I share with my brothers and sisters, it was that scripture.
每次呢，我跟弟兄姊妹分享的时候，我只分享那个经节。
Six months later,
六个月之后
，I heard something.
我就听到有个声音。
And the Lord says, that scripture is yours forever.
然后呢，主说呢。那个经节永永远远属于你了。
From that day, I know that the devil knows that I know what I know about the Bible.
好，从那天开始呢，我就知道魔鬼知道，我知道有关于圣经的真理了。
From that day, that word becomes my living experience.
从那天开始，那话语成为我真实的经历。
I broke into another dimension in understanding the power of the blood.
我已经进入到另外一个领域，可以真实的明白羔羊宝血的大能力。
That scripture was mine.
那个经节真真属于我了。
No devil can take it away.
魔鬼再没有办法将它夺走。
Tonight you can take hold of the scripture and you can go back and speak.
今天晚上你可以紧紧握住这个经节，然后回去继续说。
You can speak for 3 weeks and you forget about it.
也许你说了个三个礼拜，然后你就把它忘了。
It will not change your destiny.
但没有办法改变你的命运。
It takes desperation.
这实在需要有迫切的心志。
It takes desperation.
需要有迫切的心啊。
That you take the scripture and don't let go.
你要紧紧握住这经节，然后不要轻易松手。
Every day speak and speak and speak and speak.
每一天宣告，宣告，宣告。
Speak to your circumstances.
向你的环境宣告。
Bless your circumstances.
好好祝福你在世间的这样的一个环境。
Speak and speak and speak.
不断的说说再说。
Something will happen.
一定会有事情发生。
Something will happen.
一定会有事情发生。
I talked to a schoolboy.
我跟一个就学中的男孩说话。
When he was 16 years old.
他大概16岁吧。
I told him, I said, you are going to be blessed.
我跟他讲说呢，你要得祝福。
The time he was studying sec four secondary a certificate level。
啊，那时候他应该读的是高中吧
？Not even pre-U, not even pre-U, only sec four, lower than
中学、yeah, 初中、
中学毕业而已。
初中毕业。
I said God is going to bless you.
我说神要祝福你。
And I taught him how to do it.
那我教了他怎么做。
With only secondary four level.
好，就是在这样的初中毕业这样的一个水准。
Today.
今天。
He drive a very expensive European car.
他开的是那个欧洲昂贵的大轿车。
He travel around the nations.
好，旅游全国。
And own a business.
啊、还有做各样的生意。
He's about to start the second business.
他现在要经营第二样生意了。
And he's only 26 years old.
他现在才26岁大呢。
Because I taught him, change the inside and your outside is going to change.
因为我叫他说你要改变里头好，叫外面可以改变。
That's why I know my future.
所以我就知道我的未来。
You hear what I said?
听到我说的吗
？I just say one more time.
我再说一次哦。
I know my future.
我知道我的未来。
You can know your future.
你知道你的未来吗？
It's something very strange.
很稀奇的。
But if let any one of you take hold of the word.
但是如果当中我们有人真是愿意紧紧握住这个话语，
your future will never be the same again.
你的未来就完全改观了。
Because the future is in your hands.
你的未来掌握在你的手中。
Your future is in your hands.
你的未来掌握在你的手中。
How are you going to change your future?
你要如何改变你的未来呢？
Mark 11
马可福音的第十一章
Verse 24 24
Therefore
I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
马可福音的第十一章第二十四节，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Jesus says, every time you pray, God is going to answer your prayer.
耶稣告诉我们说，每一次你祷告的时候，神就必要回应我们的祷告。
This is what Jesus said. Every time you pray, God is going to answer your prayer.
这是耶稣所说的。他说，你每一次祷告的时候，神都要回应你的祷告。
Of course, there are two conditions.
当然有两个情况了。
The first condition is in verse 25.
好，第一个情况是25节。
Forgive.
要饶恕。
If you have hatred in your heart,
如果你心中有仇恨
unforgiveness,
不饶恕
your prayer will never have a breakthrough.
你的祷告没有办法经历突破。
Learn to walk in love.
要学会在爱中行走。
The condition is in verse 23.
好，情况那情况是在23节。
For verily I say unto you that this whosoever shall say unto this mountain be thou removed and thou shalt cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass.He shall have whatsoever he say.
好，条件在哪能够改变呢？在第二十三节，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。”
Pay close attention to verse 23.
好好注意二十三节。
Young people memorize verse 23 by heart.
年轻人啊，好好用心把这个经节记住。
Because this is a foundational key for faith.
因为呢，这是一个信心的根基，这是其中的一把钥匙。
Jesus was teaching us on prayer.
耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
And he said, prayer with no faith is a weak prayer.
他说呢，祷告不带着信心是一个软弱的祷告。
Prayer that Do not have faith is a weak prayer.
你祷告不凭着信是一个软弱的祷告。
The foundation of prayer is a faith foundation.
祷告的根基呢是一个信心的根基。
Then what is faith?
那么信心是什么？
Because if you understand faith, you will have strong prayer.
因为如果你明白什么叫信心，你一定会有一个刚强的祷告。
In verse 23, the word you shall say was mentioned three times.
二十三节呢，在经节里面他讲说你要说，你要说，你要说，说了三次。
And the word believe is only mentioned one time.
而且呢，他那个信呢，他只提了一次。
Do you know what is the key to overcome?
你知道战胜环境的关键在哪里吗？
Do you know how you have your breakthrough?
你要知道如何经历突破吗？
Do you know how you break through?
你知道如何经历突破吗？
The key is your mouth.
关键在乎你的嘴巴。
What are you saying over and over again to yourself?
你到底怎么样子反复说关乎你自己的事？
The living example is Pastor Tai.
好，活见证就是我们的戴牧师。
Do you know what he is saying to himself and to others?
你知道呢，他怎么样子跟别人分享有关他自己吗？
He says that he is 31 years old only.
他说他现在只是31岁而已。
Though he's not 31,
当然他不是31岁。
But he believes that he's a healthy person. He is as if he's 31.
但是他相信他是一个健康的人，如同31岁般的健康。
The more he speaks, the more he believes.
他越多说就越多相信。
And the more he believes, the more it will be a reality.
他越多相信就越多成为事实。
What have you been speaking to yourself?
你究竟怎么样说有关乎你自己的事？
I told my young boy,
我跟我的小男孩说，
when he is 4 years old,
当他四岁大的时候，
I began to teach him the principles of faith.
我开始教导他信心的原则。
I began to teach on how to change his whole life.
我开始教导他怎么改变他的一生。
So I can now today speak like this.
所以我就叫他说，今天你要这样说。
And I told him before you grow up, you will travel with me.
他说呢，孩，你还没长大成人，你就要跟我到处旅游了。
Before you grow up, anointing will hit you, and you are going to do marvelous things.
在你还没成长之前呢，恩膏就要临到你，你要做非常奇妙的事。
And he's speaking that.And one day it's going to come to pass.
然后他就一直说，有一天会成就。
One day you will see him with me.
有一天，有一天他跟着我一同行走。
Speak something powerful, something good to yourself.
要对自己说那大有能力，而且善待你的话语。
Speak and it will happen.
你说了，它就会成就。
That's the secret of prayer.
这是祷告的秘诀。
Prayer that is built on the foundation of faith is very powerful.
你的祷告如果直击根基是信心的话，有信心的话，那么呢，这是大有能力的。
There was a man of God by the name of Derek Prince.
有一个人叫 Derek Prince.
He taught a principle called proclamation prayer.
好，他有一个原则叫做宣告的祷告。
What is proclamation prayer?
什么叫做宣告的祷告？
For example, let's say you read a scripture, like in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
好，譬如说你读这个经节，腓立比书四章十九节。
My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
我的神呢，必要借着耶稣基督的名，叫我在他里面都有丰富的荣耀。
The scripture is the foundation of your faith.
这个经节呢，就成为你信心的根基。
And you took that scripture and believe in it.
那你拿起这个经节，而且完全相信。
And use it in prayer.
并且在祷告中好好使用。
It is proclamation prayer.
这就叫做宣告的祷告。
Most of us when we pray.
大部分人在我们祷告的时候，
Our prayer has no power.
我们祷告都软弱无力。
Your prayer doesn't even scare the devil.
你祷告根本不会吓坏魔鬼。
Because your prayers have no word.
因为你祷告根本没有真实的话语。
Words carry power.
话是带着能力的。
So let's say you believe that scripture.
所以说你相信这个经节。
My God supply my need.
我的神供应我一切的需要。
That was a scripture I prayed through.
我就是这样祷告这个经节，祷告祷通。
When every month my salary is only $300 and $400 a month.
当我每一个月的薪水只不过是三百四百块钱的时候。
That's when I was an itinerant minister.
好，那时候我是一个旅游布道家。
I took that scripture.
我就呢宣告这个经节。
I went through it 3 months.
三个月持续不断的说。
I fired into the spirit.
我就跟那个。邪灵呢，我就刚刚射火箭。
I told all the poverty devils, I said, come and hear, I have something to tell you.
我就跟那些所有贫穷的灵呢，告诉他们说，来来来来，我有事情要告诉你。
Devil, come, I have a meeting with you.
魔鬼，魔鬼，我跟你讲，我要跟你开会。
Now this is what I'm going to say to you.
这是我跟你说的话语，自己仔细。
My Lord,
我的神呐、啊、
，It supplies all my needs.
要供应我一切的需要。
And they flee from my life and never return.
结果他们就逃跑了，永远不再回来。
And so what you do?
就你要做什么？
You use it in prayer.
祷告中好好使用。
When you use the word in prayer, it's like a bullet that was shot into the heart of the enemy.
当你在祷告中好好使用宣告的时候，就如同一颗子弹呢，直中仇敌要害。
You took that scripture.
你拿起这个经节。
And you make a proclamation.
然后你做一个宣告。
Lord, I thank you that all my needs are supplied.
主神啊，我谢谢你，我所有需要都完全得到供应。
Even though there's no $1 in your pocket，
即使口袋中只有一块钱。
Even though you are in debt，
即使是你还负债。
Even though you have a poor harvest，
即使呢你收成不好。
You took that scripture，
好好使用这个经节。
And you said, Lord, I thank you, all my needs are supplied, I'm blessed。
主神啊，我感谢你啊，我所有需要都完全得到供应了。
Lord, though I don't have enough now, but I know all my needs are supplied。
主神啊，虽然我现在不够用，但是我知道我所有需要的你都供应。
I thank you for the wonderful supply.
我为你呢这么奇妙的供应献上感谢。
Supply of money, supply of rain, supply of fertilizer.
供应钱，供应雨，供应那肥料。
When you pray like that,
当你这样祷告的时候，
something is going to happen.
一定会发生事情的。
There was a man.
有这么一个人。
Who went through 8 times bankruptcy in business.
他在事业当中呢，经历了8次的破产。
He was so poor.
他是这样的贫穷。
He don't have money to buy batteries to hear the Walkman.
甚至连买那电视的钱都没有办法。拿来听那个垂
钉。And on Sunday, he don't even have $1 to put into the offering bag.
好，礼拜天主日的时候，他甚至连一块钱都没有办法来奉献。
And so in the desperation, he told his wife.
他在绝望的时候，他是这样子跟他妻子说。
Either I live or I die, I'm going in.
他说呢，要不呢我就死了，要不呢我就在里头。
If I don't meet God, I'm not coming out.
如果今天我不遇见神，我绝不出门。
He ran in into the room with a Bible in his hand.
他拿着这个圣经在他的手中进入他的房间。
And he found a scripture.
他找到了一个经节。
And he began to speak that scripture.
开始说出那个经节。
He speak that scripture thousands of times.
他把这个经节重复反复说了数千遍。
He spoke that scripture eight hours a day.
他呢就说出这个经节，一天说八个小时。
Wow, 8 hours speaking the word of God.
哇，八个小时说出神的话语。
Do you like to speak 8 hours speaking one verse?
好，你愿否连续八小时说同一个经节啊
？After 3 months of speaking,
在三个月不断的诉说之后
，the offering bag passed by him.
好，当那奉献在到他前面的时候
，He still have no money.
他还是没钱。
But he was telling his friend.
但是他告诉他朋友
，I have a rich God and I'm going to be very rich.
好，我要碰到神，摸到神，而且我即将非常富有。
He said you are lying.
他说你在骗人。
But his inside, he felt he's going to be blessed by God.
但是他里面就确实知道神要使他得福。
The offering that passed by him.
当那个奉献在临到他
，I'm rich.
我很富有。
Even though he had no money, he took the pen and put it back. I give something to God now.
好，即使他连没钱，他就把个东西放进去。他说：“我至少奉献一点给神。”
And today,
今天
he has a multi-million-dollar ministry.
他现在有的是一个数百万的服事。
Flying in his own private jet.
他呢自己有一个私人的飞机。
He not only has one jet, he has 2 private jets.
不单是一部，而且是两部私人用飞机。
Whenever he gave an offering, it's $500,000.
他每次给奉献呢、啊，就是500,000。
$8 million sit on his board.
好，800万呢？啊 ，is what?
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he found the key to change his destiny.
因为他找改变他命运的钥匙。
When he changed his destiny, he was 45 years old.
当他改变他命运的时候，那时候他是45岁。
Young man, you can be better than that.
年轻人啊，你可以胜过他呀。
But unfortunately,
但是不幸的
you need one key.
你需要有一把钥匙。
Until you are desperate, you will never take hold of God's word.
除非你到了绝境，迫切到那个地步，你没有办法能够得着。
You say why?
你说为什么？
Years ago, I was praying that I will see the glories of heaven.
多年前我祷告说我要看见天堂的荣耀。
I prayed, I said, yeah, I want to see the glories of heaven.
好，我就双膝跪下，然后我祷告神，我要看见天堂的荣耀。
I prayed hours and hours, I want to see the glory.
我睡一小时睡一小时祷告的神，我要看见天堂的荣耀。
I saw nothing.
怎么都没看见。
One day the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
有一天圣灵跟我说。
He said, the reason you don't see is because you are not desperate.
他说你没看见是因为你不够迫切。
And I will pray for more.
他说那么我要更多迫切的祷告。
And I pray 8 hours a day.
我8个小时来祷告。
I said, Lord, I'm coming.
我说主啊我来了。
One day.
然后有一天。
I saw heaven for the first time in my life.
我生平第一次真的看见神的荣耀。
Heaven is so real.
天堂是这么真实。
But you can only see good things if you are desperate.
但是除非你迫切到够，你看不见这些东西。
How desperate are you tonight?
今晚上你到底有多迫切呢？
that you want a change.
以至于你要改变。
You need a touch of desperation.
你需要有这样的一个迫切的触摸。
Who is desperate tonight?
今晚上有谁这么迫切的呢？太小声
了。
这不是这不不叫迫切。
Who is desperate tonight?
今晚上到底谁迫切呢？
I don't believe it.
哦，不相信你们说的。
Is that who is desperate tonight?
我昨天晚上到底谁是迫切呢？
Then prove it to me and prove it to God.
那好好的向我证实，向神证明。
That you will do and speak.
你要做，而且要说。
And see in the next few years some things is going to change.
接下来几年你必要看见改变。
I told God this afternoon.
今天下午跟神说。
I said, Lord, I may not come back to this church again.
我说主神，搞不好我不一定会回来这间教会。
Let me leave something that will last them an entire life.
至少我可以留下一些可以呢，使他们一生都可以留存的。
And the Lord said, gave them something that I taught you years ago on how to change your entire destiny.
那主神呢就告诉我说，你跟他们分享多年前。是怎么样子经历到这样的改变你一生年日的事情
？And I pray someone in this meeting will take the lead。
然后呢，我就祷告，我们当中有一些人真实的可以接上这样的信息。
And see the power of the word change your life。
然后看见神的话语的大能改变你的一生。
Will be that person.
到底谁是那个
人 ？Who will be that person?
到底谁是那个人呢
？God is watching.
神正在观看。
The Bible says in Mark 11:23.
马可福音十一章的二十三节。
Whosoever will say to this mountain, be removed.
只要谁对着大山说，挪开此地。
Faith has a voice.
信心是有声发出的。
Faith has a voice.
声音，信心是有声音的。
A voice of victory.
好，是得胜的声音啊。
This woman proclaimed the voice of healing.
这个女人她是宣告医治的声音。
You must proclaim a voice.
你必须要宣告出一个声音出来。
She kept speaking to herself.
她不断对自己说，再说，再说。
Suddenly.
突然之间
she had a mental breakthrough.
她就有一个极大的突破。
And then she had a physical breakthrough.
结果她就经历到她的心理突破，心理突破，她的身体就得到突破。
God's word is the vision of your heart.
神的话语是你心中的意象。
That faith vision of that woman was the word of God.
这个信心的意象，这个女人里面的就是神的意象。
There was once when I was meditating on the word hours and hours and hours.
有那么一次呢，我数一小时默想神的话语。
Suddenly,
突然之间
I said, Lord,
我说主啊
，It's real, it's real,
是真的。
I don't have to be poor anymore.
我不需要再贫穷了。
I don't know what happened, but I just know.
我不晓得怎么回事，但是我就是知道。
And from that day.
从那天开始
Finance is no longer a problem.
财务不再成为我的问题
Strange things begin to happen.
稀奇的事开始不断发生
Men and women begin to give into my hands.
男男女女开始把钱给我
Strange things happen.
稀奇的事情不断发生
Recently we want money to buy a new camera and somebody give a check $5,000.
最近呢我们需要买这个录影机那有人就把5000块钱给我们
He says, what took place?
到底什么事情发生了
now, Here comes the exciting drama
好这是这个戏剧呢这话剧呢戏剧呢最高潮了
Let me act out that woman
我现在来扮演这个女人家
That woman was very sick
这个人病重
If you have been bleeding for 12 long years
如果你一直持续不断的换血肉12年
What is your physical condition look like
到底你的身体状况是什么个样子
You are very weak.
你非常的软弱。
Very tired and exhausted.
非常疲惫，非常的绝望。
You always want to sit down.
你总是觉得想要好好坐下。
You always want to lie down.
你总想躺下来。
A sick person is always on the bed.
好，一个病人呢，总是躺在床上。
When I was thinking about this passage, the Lord wanted to show me a vision of this woman.
当晚我在四处在惊喜的时候，神呢就让我看见这有关于这女人的一个意象。
And I saw this woman on the bed speaking.
我看到呢这个女人家躺在床上，她的名字。
I saw her.
看见她。
She said, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole."
她躺在那里，她说让我触摸到她的衣裳，这个我必得痊愈。
Suddenly, I saw the whole drama of this woman.
突然间我就看见了有关这女人家的所有的故事。
I literally saw the whole scene when she walked to the street.
我真真实实的看见这整个景致，她是走到街上去。
That was how the Lord showed me the vision.
然后神就让我看到一个异象。
And I'm going to show you what actually happened that day.
我现在告诉你当时是怎么样发生的。
That it was not explained in this Bible.
啊，也许呢，啊啊，不是解释这个圣经。
One day in heaven, you can look for her, and she will tell you the whole story.
有一天到天堂去，你去找她，叫她跟你分享这个故事。
She was so sick, she lay on the bed.
她病得很重，躺在床上。
If I may touch his clothes.
如果我能够碰到她的衣裳被子。我就必得痊愈。
She was lying down panting for her breath.
她躺在那里气喘如牛。
And after a long while,
经过一大段时间，
she has her strength.
她得着力气。
And she sing again.
再说一次。
If I may touch his clothes,
只要我能够碰到他的衣裳这一次，
I will certainly be whole.
我就必要痊愈了。
And on the bed, I saw her speaking very slowly, very weak.Whisper.
她就躺在那地方，在喃喃耳语，非常小声的。
Because she was very sick, so her voice was in a whisper.
因为她病重啊，没有力气说话。
I will be whole.
就这样喘气喘着这样说着的。
And then the devil tells her, "You are sick. You are going to die."
那魔鬼跟她说：“你病那么重，你要死了。
”You are never going to be whole.
你永远没办法得痊愈了。
And then she says.I touch his clothes, I will be whole.
然后说，我只要碰到他衣裳被子，我必得痊愈。
And then suddenly she speaks, and she speaks for more than a day. I saw her on the bed more than a day speaking.
然后呢，她昼夜不断的躺在床上，就是这样
说的。Jesus was coming in from another town.
耶稣现在已经从另一个城镇来了。
And she's about Jesus about to enter the city.
耶稣快要进入这个城镇了。
Suddenly,
突然之间
faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
信道从听道来，听道从神的话而来。
Suddenly she believed.
突然间她相信她口中所说的。
Suddenly she really believed in what she said.
突然间她相信她口中所说的。
If I touch his clothes,
我只要触碰
了他， suddenly I will be healed.
我就必要得医治。
And suddenly a voice spoke to her, "If you are healed, why are you on your bed?"
好，再有一个声音跟她说，如果你病了，你为什么还躺床上？
And then she heard the noise.She has not walked for days.
好，她多日没有行走了，她这样软弱。
I must go out of this room.
她就蹒跚的这样走出她的房间。
And she staggered and she.
然后是蹒跚的摇晃的。
Open the door.
打开门。
And the glaring sunlight, and she went out.
然后呢，有这样日头照进来。
And I saw the woman was staggering.
这女人家就这样子摇晃着。
And she fell.
然后倒到地上去。
And she got up and walked again.
然后就起来，她就继续走。
But unfortunately, there was a problem.
真的不幸有一个问题啊。
There was a crowd of people in front of her.
有这么一群人簇拥在耶稣旁
边。The word crowd in the Greek language, sumpilobo, means a huge pressure, like a wall surround that prevents her from going forth.
这一群人呢，那个在希腊文里面，它的意思是说，是一个抵挡的一个力量，一个压力，它好像一道厚厚的墙一样，阻挡了他的前面的道路。
From her bed, she got up. She kept saying, "If I touch his clothes, I will be healed."
她一离开她的床，她就边走边埋怨的说：“我碰到他，我必得医治。”
She fell and said, "No, I must touch his clothes. I must go and touch his clothes."
她一倒地了，但是她嘴巴还说：“不，我一定要摸到他的外袍。”
And she saw the crowd said, "No, I must touch his clothes."
然后看到这么一群人，他说：“不，我一定要
碰到
外袍，我必 的不能往外跑。
A weak person finally found the courage and the strength and pushed through the crowd.
突然之间，他就找到这么一个勇敢这样的力气，然后开始不断簇拥这些人群。
Suddenly, she just had strength to go through the crowd.
突然之间，那很稀奇的，他就竟然突破重围。
Suddenly, she got so bold, she's not afraid that people will call her unclean.
突然间，他这么勇敢，他不在乎别人说他是不洁净的。
And she went through the crowd.
当他用走到走出去
，and finally she fell.
然后最后就倒地了。
I saw in the vision she fell and she kept saying, "I must touch his clothes."
我在
梦
中看到他倒地，然后他说，我必须要。通过这个人群，我
受到了。She saw the thunder of Jesus and she crawled.
她看到人子，然后就爬爬爬过去。
And she touched.
然后就摸到了。
That garment.
摸到她的外袍。
You see, how do I know she was crawling?
你知道为什么知道她是用爬的吗
？Because another version in Matthew chapter 9 verse 20, she said she touched the hem of his garment.
因为马太福音的第九章的二十节，她是说她是碰到她的衣裳穗子。
The hem means the bottom part.
那穗子呢？通常是在衣服的底端。
If you are at the top, you touch here, but at the bottom, you touch the.
如果你站着的话，你摸到上头；可是你如果是倒下去了，你就摸下头。
She fell and she crawled and she touched.
她跌倒了，她爬过去，然后她就触摸。
Many people touch Jesus.
很多人摸到耶稣的。
But only one woman touched with the touch of faith.
就是只有一个女人家，她是凭信触摸。
Many tonight is going to speak the word of God, but not many is going to touch God because they need the touch of faith.
也许我们当中很多人会去说神的话语，但是呢，也许我们不够有这样的一个迫切去摸到他，因为我们不够有这么刚强的信心。
From her faith to her miracle, I saw in the vision she kept saying to herself, "If I touch his clothes, I will be healed."
从起床到经历到神迹，就可以看到他整个过程。他就说，只要我能够摸到他，我必得痊愈。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, "The miracle is what's in her mouth."
好，那圣灵就告诉我说，这神迹就在他的口中啊。
The miracle tonight is in your mouth.
今天晚上你那个经历神迹就在你的口中啊。
Not fighting against the authorities.
不要去跟那个权柄抵挡啊。
Not fighting against the unjust businessmen.
不要去跟那些不公义的生意人抵挡啊。
They are not your enemy.
他们不是你的仇敌呢。
You have to change by your mouth.
你必须要凭嘴巴来改变。
I intend.And I believe God can change the destiny among the native people.
我愿意，而且我相信神必要来改变我们原住民的命运。
Because God has changed my life through this principle.
好，因为神是借这个原则改变了我的一生。
I spoke to many unsuccessful pastors.
我跟很多没有成功的牧师讲。
All wanted to give up their ministry.
每个人几乎都要放弃他们的服事。
I went and shared very deeply with them.
因为我就很深的来跟他们分享。
Many of them now are making strong progress in the ministry.
现在很多人在服事当中呢，实在是大有进展。
Because I found the secret.
因为他们找到秘诀了。
The miracle is in your mouth.
神迹就在你的口中啊。
Keep speaking.
持续不断的说吧。
That's the key.
这是关键。
All of you can do it.
每个人做得来的。
Because there's no dumb person here that cannot speak today.
因为我们当中应该没有哑巴没办法说话。
But it depends on how desperate you are tonight.
完全依靠你有多迫切了。
The church is like the sickly woman.
教会如可一种软弱、有病的、不洁净的女人。
But when the church begins to say and proclaim the voice of faith,
但是呢，当教会愿意起来，然后宣告那信心的言语的时候
，Do you know what is on the hem of Jesus' garment?
你知道吗？那个耶稣衣裳穗子挂的是什么
？I went and do a research.
我去做了个研究。
It was not his clothes.
不是他的衣服。
It was the tallit.
它乃是一个袍，一个外面的。
Tallit is the prayer shawl of a Jewish person.
它还是犹太人他们祷告巾。
If you read the Hebrew Bible, it's touching the tallit of Jesus' prayer shawl.
好，如果我们读那个希伯来，我们。
When they go into the temple to pray, they will cover themselves with a cloth.
犹太人他每次到圣殿的时候，他会拿一块那个祷告巾遮盖他们的头。
And they will pray.
然后祷告。
That's the one that the woman touched.
实际上那妇人碰的就是这个东西。
What's so special about that hem?
到底呢这样的一个手巾有什么特别的
？You see, the end corner of the hem. they sewn this piece of cloth with scripture in it.
因为那个祷告经上面哈，它的那个每个角落，他们都把那个经节神的话语呢，就把它缝在那上头。
And at the end of the talit, they have three strings.
在那块祷告经的角的地方啊，有三条线。
I used to teach the power of prayer using the talit.
好了，那你说祷告的大能力呢，我们就是要带上那个祷告。
Three strings with many knots.
好，那下面呢有很多的结。
Represent 613 laws.
代表呢哈，635个律法。
Prayer cloth，
好，祷告巾。
But what got the miracle？
但是呢，到底是怎么样得到神迹的
？She touched the word，
她触摸到话语了。
Because there's scriptures on that cloth，
因为那衣服上有神的话。
She got the power of healing。Through the power of the word，
他是透过神的话得着医治的能力。
There is power in the word，
在话语当中是有能力的。
You do not know how much power you have，
你真的不知道你到底多有能力呢。
Because you have never seen what take place in the spirit realm，
因为你从来没有看到在那个属灵的领域里面发生了什么事情。
She touched the word， she got healed，
他触摸到神的话，他就得到医治。
My friend，
我亲爱的朋友
，Prayer。With the word brings miracles into your life.
祷告出神的话语，带下你一生的神迹。
It is prayer with a faith foundation brings great miracles.
你的祷告带着信心的根基的话，你就必要经历神迹。
There was a woman in America.
美国有这么一个妇人。
Suffering from bone cancer of the backbone.
她呢，龙骨有骨癌。
The doctor took out two bones.
医生把他两节骨节给他，
But the cancer still spread.
但是这癌细胞继续扩展。
She is a pastor.
她是个牧师。
And every day from 4 to 6, she spent time in prayer, waiting before God.
每一天呢，4到6点钟，她就那边祷告，等候神。
She prayed.
她祷告。
Still there is no healing.
没见到医治。
She prayed.
祷告。
The presence of God comes upon her bed.
神的同在临到她的背部。
Still no healing.
还是没有医治。
One day.
有一天
when I was talking to her,
当我跟她分享
I say, open your mouth.
我说你打开你的嘴巴
The miracle is coming.
神迹要来了
She took hold of that verse in Psalms 118 verse 17.
她就读诗篇118篇的第17节
He said, I will not die but live for the glory of God.
她说呢我不死我要为神的荣耀而活
The doctor told the family, take 2 months more, send her back to graveyard. She's going to die in 2 months time.
医生已经宣告死刑了，在两个月后呢，就可以带往坟墓去了。
She was half paralyzed on the bed. The two legs have no feeling.
她在床上呢，她已经瘫痪了，两腿完全没有感觉。
And she took that word.
但是她紧紧握住那个话语。
Lord, I will not die.
她就说：“主，我必不死。”
Because the word say, I will not die.
因为这神的话语说：“我必不死。”
I will live.
我必要活。
I will live.
必要活。
I will live.
必要活。
Suddenly, in 2 months' time,
突然间两个月之后
feeling comes on her leg.
那个腿上开始有感觉
and she starts to move her body.
她开始移动她的身体
and now she starts to walk again.
她现在开始起来行走
and the doctor says, "What happened to you?"
医生说你发生了什么事啊
I thought you had died.
我以为你要死了
but she is alive today.
但她现在活着
the miracle is in your mouth tonight.
神迹啊，就在你的嘴巴上啊。
The miracle is in your mouth tonight.
神迹就在你的嘴巴上。
Tonight,
今天晚上。
What you have from God, a scripture.
今天你从神领受哪一个经节
？Put hold of the scripture.
好好握住那个经节。
Speak to the mountain.
好，向大山来说。
Speak to your problem.
向你的问题来说。
Speak to your own life.
向你自己的生命来说。
And when your inside change,
当你里头改变的时候
，your outside will change.
你的外面也会改变。
And I guarantee you,
那我跟你们保证
，things is going to change.
一切都会改观了。
Things is going to change.
外面都会改观了。
One day,
有这么一天
，I believe a scripture in Psalms 92 verse 12 that says, "Grow like the cedar of Lebanon."
好，诗篇92篇的第12节，他讲说你要能够成长，如同那个香柏树。
I drop hair.
我一直不断掉头发。
Like falling water, I drop hair.
好像那个水掉到地面上，一直不断的掉头发。
And then I heard this scripture. I said, Lord, my hair is going to grow.
然后我看到这个经节，我说神啊，我的头发不要长出来。
Next 3 months, it continues to grow.
接下来三个月继续掉，继续掉。
I said, Lord, I'm going to grow hair on my head. Scalp grow.
我的主啊，我的头皮要长出头发来呀。
Slowly, the hair began to grow.
逐渐的，那头发真的继续长了。
And grow.
不断长。
And grow.
再继续长。
And one day.
有那么一天
the faith was in me that I can grow things by my words.
信心成全在我里头了，我就发现我可以借着嘴巴来宣告得长很多东西。
Outside, there was 2 pots of plants withered.
外面呢有两个 what?
2 pots of plants withered.
好，有两个植物啊，它萎缩了，枯萎了。
I told them, you're going to live, you're going to grow.
我跟他讲说，你必要活，你必要成长。
2 days later, they start to grow back again.
结果你知道吗？他们真的再度长回来了。
Then they grow.
成长。
I tell you, you can speak to your paddy field.
我告诉你啊，你可以跟你的那个田地说话。
Paddy field, you are blessed by God.
Paddy field, 你田地啊，你是被神。
You're blessed.
你是蒙福的。
I bless you in Jesus' name.
用耶稣名来祝福你。
You are going to grow.
你一定要成长。
You are going to have a good harvest.
好，要好好收割哦。
You're blessed.
得祝福吧
no!
好好成长
It's gonna grow.
他必要成长的你的田地
There was an African pastor who taught the farmers to speak to their field and the field start to grow
你知道一个非洲的牧师常教导他的会众说要跟他的田产说话然后真的那些田产都不断增长
and another part of the field there was no rain
好那另外一个田地事实上呢有然后这个月都没下雨了
The pastor said all of you point to the sky right now
好，现在牧师跟他们讲说，好，每一个人呢，指头就指着天。
Clouds come，
云来吧。
Clouds come，
乌云临到。
And the cloud came，
就那乌云就临到。
Only the part was having rain，
就只有这块地啊有雨甘霖下来。
And only the part had the harvest，
而且这个地方才有收成。
There is secret power，
这是一个秘密的祷告。
You can do something about your circumstances.
你可以来处理你改变你的环境。
You can change your life.
你可以改变你的一生。
If only I can find a fool in this place that would believe God's word tonight.
好，只要我们当中呢，我可以找到一个傻子的话，我就相信神要做成了。
I do not know who will be a fool, a silly fool that would believe this word tonight.
我实在很难相信能够去找到一个哈这么愚蠢愚拙的人愿意相信我所说的话。
That would be a fool for Jesus.
好，那呢一定要有人为耶稣而成为愚拙的人啊。
Others who are very wise, these are bluffing. It will not work.
啊，那些有聪明智慧的人，他们说啊，这都骗人的。
But there will be fools in our midst to say it will work.
但是我们当中必有愚拙的人说这必能够奏效。
And you are going to see some changes.
那你必要看见改变。
There was a woman in my meeting.
好，有一个聚会中有一个女人。
She came to me.
她来找我。
She had a lump, and it was a breast cancer lump.
好，她那个肺部哈啊，她就是她的那个，她有乳癌。
I say you don't have lump.
我说呢，啊你有乳癌？我说你没有。我说有啊。
I say you don't have.
我说你没有。
Pastor, there is. You can feel it.
牧师啊，真的有啦，真的摸得出来的。
I say now, go home. In the next 3 months, speak to your body.
我说现在回去，接下来两个月，好好的跟你身体说话。
Just as Jesus speak to the fig tree, speak to that lump.
就好像耶稣说出胜利的话语，你要跟你的。
So every day she speak to the lump.
所以他每天跟他的乳癌说话。
She was a fool, silly fool, trying to believe me.
你知道他就是愚拙的人啊，想尽办法要来相信我所说的。
She speak to the lump.Lamb, die!
他就跟着肿瘤说：“肿瘤消失，消失，消失。”
In 3 months' time, the lamb disappeared.
三个月后，那肿瘤不见了。
He died. Who will be a fool tonight?
今晚上谁愿意成为愚拙的人
？Who is going to be the fool tonight?
谁今天晚上愿意成为愚拙的人呢
？That woman,
这个女人家，她触摸到耶稣。
She was healed.
她得着医治。
A friend came back to her again.
朋友再度回到他身边
Her life was changed.
他身体改变了
Who is going to be the fool tonight?
到底谁今天晚上愿意成为愚拙的人呢
Who is going to believe that there is power to change your destiny?
谁愿意相信呢绝对有这样的能力可以改变你的命运的
Who is the fool among the young people?
年轻人当中有谁愿意为耶稣成为愚拙的人
That is going to believe God
要相信神
For a miracle
相信神给你神迹
Who?
谁呀、啊
My aunt was landed in the hospital recently.
所以见到我的姑姑哈，在医院里头。
She got a stroke.
啊，她中风了。
She was 84 years old.
八十五岁大。
I told her.
跟她讲。
You don't have a stroke.
你又没有中风。
You are healthy.
你健康的很呐、啊。真的健康。
You can stand up.
你可以站得起来。
You are healthy.
你很健康啊。
No!
真的吗？
And she stand up.
然后就站起来。
And in 2 days time, she walked out of the hospital.
两天后，她就走出病房了。
If you believe God's word,
如果你相信神的话语，
something is going to change.
一定会有事情改变的。
You are going to change for the better.
你一定会变得更好。
Every day you're going to get better and better and better.
每一天你会越来越好，越来越好。
When I first got married,
当我刚结婚的时候，
I told my wife,
我告诉我的妻子，
I said I'm going to get more and more handsome.
我说我会越来越帅的哦。
He said, "No, you're kidding."
他说你开玩笑。
After so many years, he said, "You are changing."
哎，多年之后，他说，哎，你真改变了。
Last time you looked like an ugly duckling.
上次你看起来像丑小鸭。
But now there's some beauty in you.
现在你里面有点美丽了。
I say, "Watch, I'm going to get even better."
我告诉你，仔细观看会越来越帅。
I say, "There was a day you will see the glory of God shining forth from my face."
他说有一天啊，你看啊，从我里面会闪出耶和华的荣耀。
I'm believing God for the glory of God to shine forth from my face.
我相信神的荣耀必要照在我的。
Hey, you believe it is going to come.
好，你相信他必要领导。
If you see my photograph 7 years ago, you'll be shocked.
如果你看我七年前的照片，你一定会觉得很稀奇。
That's a great change in my face.
他脸部真的有很多的改变。
And I'm going to change more.
我要改变更多。
You say, are you sure?
你确定吗？
Everything is subject to change.
每一件事情都势必会改变。
That's what I believe in, Pastor Tai.
所以呢，我相信戴牧师所说。
For 10, 20 years, he's going to work for the glory of God.
在十年，在二十年，他继续为了神的荣耀来征战。
Because there's such a great faith in him.
因为他里面有这么大的信心。
How about you tonight?
今天晚上你如何？
They say, I want my miracle.
我要经历神迹啊！
I want to change.
我要改变啊！
Tonight, it begins with you opening your mouth.
今天晚上，如果你相信的话，就张开你的嘴巴。
Those that are sick today say by the stripes of Jesus, you must take that verse, 1 Peter 2:24.
今天晚上如果当有病的话，你要好好读这个经节，彼得前书的第二章的24节，讲到因为耶稣所受的鞭伤，我们得着医治。
Those who are weak in the bodily strength, take Philippians 4:13.
好，如果你心里很软弱的话，你要读腓立比书4:14。
Those who are facing financial crisis, Philippians 4:19.
好，如果呢？是，如果有财务危机的话，读腓立比书4:19。
You speak and speak until something changes.
你要不断说，再说，再说，直到改变。
It may take several months.
也许需要几个月。
It may take a year.
搞不好一年。
It may take 3 years.
搞不好三年。
But you are on your way to victory.
但是你乃是往胜利的道上直奔。
Why it takes so long?
为什么需要那么久？
Because there's so much unbelief in you that fights the word of God.
因为我们里面有很多不信的恶心来抵挡神的话语。
But one day.
但是有一天。
Your inside change.
你里面改变了。
And your outside will be changed.
你的外面也要完全改观。
That's the key.
这就是关键。
You have something in your hand tonight.
现在先握住这把钥匙。
It is so powerful.
这么大有能力。
The devil doesn't want you to know.
魔鬼不想让你知道这事。
But you take it.
但是你要好握住。
And believe it.
满心相信。
Watch, something is going to happen.
快看，必有事情发生。
Something is going to happen.
必有事情发生。
I know of another pastor from Africa.
啊，另外一个非洲来的牧师。
He was ministering in the village.
他在村落里头服侍。
And the farmers have no money to pay tithes to the church.
那农夫没钱可以付实际奉献。
But the pastor have to eat.
那牧师得吃饭啊。
And the pastor believed God and he spoke, Lord, people is going to bring blessings into my home.
啊，结果这牧师就祷告说，神啊，人们要把这个祝福带入我家。
And after several months.
经过几个月之后
，Every time there was a knock on the door, chickens come.
每次就有人敲他门，哎，鸡来了。
Eggs come.
蛋来了
Bread come.
面包来了
But food comes and they were packed and sometimes it was overfilled with food.
各式各样食物都来了，有时候里面就满载的食物。
There is something. Tonight, if you believe what Jesus tells you, this story about this woman.
今天晚上呢，耶稣所分享的这个有关血肉妇人的故事，里面一定有些你可以学习的。
I believe some of you.
is going to be very blessed in this life.
我相信我们当中有些人一定这一生都会大大蒙福。
When you believe God,
当你愿意相信神的时候
，God is going to change.
那神就要改变你了。
Change,
改变。
Change, change, change.
改变，改变，改变。
Do you want change?
你愿意改变吗
？Do you want change?
你愿意改变吗
？Start opening your mouth.
开始打开你的嘴巴。
I want change now. I want change now.
继续改变，我就在
改变。I want change. I want change. I want change.
我要改变，我要改变。现在，现在，就是现在。
Please, please. Open your mouth. And declare the word of God. Open your mouth right now.
嘴巴现在。Please,
please. Speak the word.
说句话。
Please,
please. 说出来。
Speak the word of God.
说出真理的话。
Come on.
Come on. Come
on.
Big power!
Show 出能力!
Big breakthrough!
Show 出达成!
Breakthrough!